an ocean in the desert, as lovely as a flower in the snow. Who is as watchful as an eagle or her young ones, as gentle as the summer breeze that blows?
This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Fathers, we bow before you today. Lord, we come to you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to be here on the radio, be it the listeners. Lord, I pray that you'd bless each and every one that's joined us today. Ask you today that you'd have your will and your way. And we ask you, Father, Lord God, to continue just to work amongst the children's homes and mission work and just have your way in it, Lord. That's all we know to do, Lord, is we find out that your way is better than our ways, Lord. Your ways are far above our ways and your thoughts far above our thoughts, Lord. And God, you know how to do things exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, Lord. So we just ask you to do according to your will. Once again, bless the listeners. We'll thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. We'd like to ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania and Bulgaria. And if you would, please continue for those missionaries in those areas, as well as the Ukraine, especially up in that area where the war is still going on. And then if you would, pray for Israel, and we're really looking to see what the Lord does in that, and we're thankful that those are His chosen people, and I want to say again, I'm glad to be born again myself, and we're so glad just to be here with you. We trust this broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you, and I'd like to give you a mailing address where you could write us this week if you'd like to. You can write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church, and we trust you'll enjoy the message.
I want to read tonight in Romans chapter 15. Romans is written to both Jew and Gentile, written about the Gentiles and talking sometimes about us, what we ought to do. And if I had time to preach tonight, I'd preach on why Jews and Gentiles ought to glorify God. But I want to read verse 1 of chapter 15. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. The thing of it is, I don't know if anybody claims to be weak. Everybody I know is all right. Everybody I see has got it made. Buddy, I mean, I'm okay. I sit around in a high stool. But I don't know who's weak, so I can't help you if you can't find out the weak people. The ones that's got the infirmities. But if we could do that, we'd please God. God, that's the way Jesus done it. And let every one of us please his neighbor, for it is good to the edification. Now, I'm sure that he's not maybe talking to us exactly, but it might help us if we could do that. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it's written, the reproaches of them that reproached on thee, reproached thee fell on me. And whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we might, through patience and comfort of the Scripture, might have hope. And that's what the Bible's for. That's what you ought to read the Old Testament as well as the New, so you can find out what God really is doing and what he's saying. Now the Bible said, now the God of patience and consolation grant to you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God. Amen. One mind and one mouth glorify God. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful if everybody here tonight had the same mind? Everybody, I love Jesus, and everybody had the mind on Jesus, and everybody get the mind on Jesus, and let your mouth glorify God instead of other stuff that we do. Man, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Amen.
I mean, the early church done that. They had one mind, one mouth, and one accord, and they was doing what God wanted them to do. Listen, what else it said? That you with one mind, one mouth, glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promise made unto the fathers. Now he's talking, he looks like he's talking to Jews up here, them saved Israelites, telling them what they ought to do, because he knows us Gentiles ain't going to do nothing but mess up. That's about everything that we've ever done. Read the book of Corinthians. That's about all they've ever done is mess up. Screwed up everything that God tried to do, and God is still trying to get something done. I mean, he's not just trying to get it done. He's going to get it done, but he may have to push you out of the way. He may have to come through like a bulldozer. So they ought to pray, glorify God. The Bible said that they ought to glorify God because they're the circumcision, the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers. Now listen, why the Gentiles ought to do it. And the Bible said that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. Boy, I want to tell you right now, if anybody's got any right to shout, it's us dogs going to hell without a hope or a covenant or a promise, and God give you mercy. My Lord God, you ought to be standing up praising God, running the aisle and shouting the victory, and bowing your head against this wall, trying to get God to let you get in to be used to his glory because of the mercy of God. You'd be in hell tonight if it wasn't for the mercy of God. You're not saved because you're good. You're not saved because somebody was good in front of you or because of your ancestors or somebody prayed for you. It's because of the mercy of God. You're in tonight because of that. You ought to glorify God. Everything you do ought to be to the glory of God. Whether it's it, whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. What we ought to do. My God, we just glorify God once in a while when it's necessary that we do. I mean, you know, man on the job. Can you imagine what it's like out there? I mean, never mention God all day long. Never act like you even know God. And every filthy joke and everything else that come by, you just laugh your head off. Isn't that pitiful? Instead of glorifying God for the mercy of God. Man, you're here. You're saved by the mercy of God. You have nothing, honey, nothing.
Amen.
I heard some dude the other day talking about election. Bless God, you're 10 million miles from election. You're 10 million miles from being elected. You had no hope, no covenant, no promise, and no God. You didn't have nothing. But God, who's rich in mercy. Thank God for that mercy. He came by and picked you up. Set you on a solid rock. And, oh, Lord God. And here we are messing around. And we don't care whether the church goes or God gets glorified or not. Or the mission work's done or anything else done. Long as we have our way. I read to you where Jesus never tried to please himself. And if you're a self-pleaser, you are in a fellowship with God if you've ever been in. If you're trying to please yourself, and I don't care what nobody says, let me tell you something, honey. You got some God to face out there. You may not care now what nobody says, but you'll care one day. And all of your works is burning, you'll stand there if you are saved. And if you're not, you'll go to hell. And I thought a while ago when there's a singing that. Boy, you better be sure you're on the old ship of Zion.
Yes, sir.
You better be sure you're heading in that direction. I don't care. You may have made a little profession somewhere.
Amen.
But honey, I want to tell you something. There's more to it than just making a little profession somewhere. Signing a little card and praying a little prayer and saying, I can remember when I done it. I don't care what you remember. You better be glorifying God. That's what he said right here to do. For the mercy of God. You better praise God. We're saved tonight. And it's a leaving. Son, this thing's it's hauling out. God's getting sick of this world. Don't you imagine? I mean, God's looking down at all this pukey stuff that we're doing today with all these folks that criticizing Jesus, criticizing, shouting, criticizing the church, and blaspheming God and mocking mock of God and all that other kind of stuff. God ain't going to stay in this country. He ain't staying in England. He ain't going to stay nowhere else if he's not wanted. He ain't going to stay at your house, honey, unless you want him. And I want to tell you right now, he can leave out any time. He's God. I mean, he don't get your permission to leave. Bless God, he can move out tonight.
Amen.
Oh, you say the Bible said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Read it again.
Amen.
Read it again. That ain't got nothing to do with you. Read where it's at.
Amen.
That's in the book of Hebrews. That's to the Hebrew Christians. He never made you one promise.
Amen.
You just got in on nerves.
Amen.
You read where it says he'll never leave you. Never forsake you. You just read that to us Gentiles. Son, I mean, we think, boy, we're something. You're about as low as they come.
Amen.
In the eyes of those Jews, you were a dog. Amen. And even Jesus said, don't you go in the way of the Gentiles. Don't go to any of their houses. Don't you go to the Samaritans either. You gather rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, that's in the book. That's in the King James Bible. And that's so just as sure as I'm standing here. You better listen to what I'm saying tonight. You better pay attention to what I'm saying. I mean, you better start giving glory to God. You better start glorifying God. Hey, you listen to what it says over there in Romans chapter 1. Because when they knew God, they didn't glorify him as God. Are you glorifying God when you're out here in sin, when you're living in hell, when you're out here on the job making a mock of God? You're not glorifying God. And for this cause, God gave them up. What do you think God's going to do with you when you're out here living like hell and bringing reproach on the church and everything that's going on and everybody can find it out, son? God, listen, God's letting people in on some things. I'm talking about the world out there. They know what we're doing. They know more about it than you think they do. You don't have to get on TV, bless God. You don't have to get out there and advertise it, and the reporter don't have to come and see you. The reporter done been there.
Amen.
And the devil's got somebody watching you all the time, and he's going to report.
Amen.
You're going to blaspheme God. Listen what it said. Gentiles might that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. But when they knew God, they didn't glorify us. God, neither were they thankful, came vain in their imagination, foolish hearts darkened, professing to be wise, they became fools. Just because they didn't glorify God,
Amen.
He gave them over, or gave them up. And then he gave them over to a reprobate mind. My God, isn't that awful?
Amen.
To a reprobate mind. And that, honey, that's bad. But just let God give you up once. And you think a while ago when I said that, some of you got chilled. I know you did. You don't like to hear it. But I want to tell you right now, when that thing happens to you, son, when God gives you up and the devil takes you over for a little while, you're worth 10 million times. I'd have stayed on that altar and I'd have confessed that I was weak and I'd confess that I wasn't much. And I'd have asked for mercy and begged for mercy.
Amen.
Listen to what it said. That the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy, as it's written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people.
Amen.
I mean, you Gentiles ought to get in there and shout for them Jews.
Amen.
That early church is doing it, honey. And you're sitting here looking like a frog. I mean, that early church, praise God.
Amen.
They praise God from daylight to dark.
Amen.
They glorify God.
Amen.
They praise the Lord. They prayed. They didn't get on the phone and stand around and talk. They didn't have no phone, but they didn't do all the stuff we're doing today. Bless God, they was talking about Jesus all their whole time. Their conversation was nothing but the Lord.
Amen.
And if you mention him three times a week, you're doing fine. Most of the folks. I tell you right now, it's sad in Brookside.
Amen.
World going to hell, and they don't even know. I mean, these people right here in the United States has never heard about Jesus, and never heard the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm ashamed tonight of some people. There's Costigan, he called me a while ago, laying in the hospital, and he gave a fella a tract. He gave one woman a tract, and she went out, and he came, and another somebody else come in and give a man a tract, and the man said, oh, I don't need it, I done seen it, down there on the desk. He said, well, wonder how it got down there. Well, he said, I guess you give it somebody, and they take it down there, and said, I picked it up and read it, I done read that, and he said, well, I got a bunch more here you hadn't read. I mean, here's a fella in the hospital doing more than most of us that's got well, able bodies, out here doing nothing but just bringing reproach on God. And here's a poor fellow laying up there in the hospital tonight. And I mean, said, hey. And he said, well, another come in and I told her about it. She said, I got talking to her about being saved. She said, my sister got born again. Said that, I don't know nothing about that. Hey, are you listening to me? In America, they don't know nothing about being born again. Costigan said somebody from Florida sent him a bunch of tapes. I mean, a bunch of tracks. I think 10 tracks. And one of them, all of them was Spanish, but one. And he said one track came out. And you know what that track was? It's in English. How to be born again. And the next time that lady come in, he said, I want to tell you what happened. And boy, I mean, she got to reading. He read to her about Jesus said you must be born again. And she got to reading. Hey, are you listening? This country is going to hell while we're sitting around praying. I mean, I heard a politician say on the TV the other day, America's going to hell in a handbasket. So when they find it out, it's time the church wakes up. When the politicians think that we're going to hell in a handbasket, about time that some of us finds out that we got some callings on us.
Amen.
That we're not just to sit around here to do nothing, bless God.
Amen.
We got saved to do something.
Amen.
You didn't get saved just to stay out of hell. You got saved to serve, to witness, to testify, to glorify, to magnify, to exalt Jesus. You didn't get saved just so you'd be a fixture on the wall.
Amen.
Well, but preacher, I can't do nothing. You ain't never tried. And the first thing wrong, most of folks like that's never got saved.
Amen.
When you have to beg folks to pray and beg folks to sing and beg folks to come to church and beg folks to serve God,
amen,
far as I'm concerned, they might be on the way to hell.
Amen.
Now, these people tell me, I got saved, but I don't like that church down there. Bless God, I got saved too 58 years ago, and I ain't never seen a church I didn't like.
Amen.
Now, there's something wrong somewhere.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody got their wires crossed.
Amen.
I mean, anybody that can see a church that Jesus purchased with his own blood and say, I don't like that, I'm afraid there's something wrong with you. If you can find a few blood-washed saints in that thing, you ought to love it to the day you die.
Amen.
I preached to you the other night about being good soldiers. And if you won't die, and I believe somebody's telling me today about the reason that the Army and the one we had here in the United States, the Civil War, the reason they done what they done and stuck with each other was because they took their own communities and sent their own boys from their own communities into their own outfits. And those boys would die for another rather than to come back home and face the wives and children. But you see, they didn't do that in the Second World War, but honey, there's enough love in there for your fellow man. Are you listening? Till I went and volunteered to go and be killed myself rather than let some of them be killed.
Amen.
And if you don't love God and his people good enough for that, son, you ain't got what you need tonight.
Amen.
You need something done for you badly.
Amen.
Because we're not going to glorify God. And that's the way you do it, I believe. And the Bible said that the Gentiles may rejoice with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and loud him with all ye people. I mean, everybody ought to be praising God. And some of you sitting there looking and saying, well, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you that Gentiles, because of the mercy of God, ought to praise God tonight.
Amen.
You ought to rejoice in the Lord tonight.
Amen.
You ought to glorify God.
Amen.
In your body, spirit, and soul, everything about you.
Amen.
You ought to glorify God. And if your life don't glorify God while you're walking up and down this highway, working on the job, or riding up and down the road, or whatever it is, if your life don't glorify God, son, you better check up.
Amen.
You better see what's wrong with me that I'm not doing that. You want to please yourself. That's what it is. That's what the Bible said here. Jesus never pleased himself.
Amen.
Never pleased himself a day. Never done nothing for his own pleasure. We're out here pleasure seekers today. All we want is a good time ourselves. What our flesh wants, we got nothing for the spirit. We got nothing for the man that lives on the inside of us. The one that came and got you one day when you was a sinner, going to hell, and brought you to know the Lord Jesus Christ, baptized you into the body of Christ, and came to comfort you. You don't have anything for him. You can care less whether he comes to your house or stays at your house or goes somewhere else. Man, that's pitiful, isn't it?
Amen.
Hey, I don't know what I'm saying for sure or why I'm saying all this. But I want to preach it anyway.
Amen.
I mean, ain't it sick as some cockeyed preacher would say, I hear somebody hurting in that church. Bless God, let me tell you something. I think you are hurting if you can't praise God like Amen. He told you to. Amen. I think there's something wrong with all of us that can't raise our hand and shout out a victory to God and say praise His holy name and thank God for the mercy and glorify God for His grace and thank God for what He's done for me. I think it's pitiful that you're sitting around here, all great God sitting around here and not even say anything and not even glorify the one that loved you so good He died for me. Well, I don't feel like shouting. Shout anyhow. He didn't say if he felt like it. He said, bless God, the Gentiles ought to pray God for mercy. God took it all away from Israel and gave it to you. And let them go out yonder and have to be chasing to the Lord like he has and die on the battlefields and die in the gas chamber and die in wherever they die. And yet somebody said, oh, they went to hell. If I were you, I wouldn't talk too loud. Amen. The roots are burying you. You're not burying the root. Amen. You're a wild olive branch just stuck in by the grace of God. Amen. Just got in by the mercy of God. Amen. Just barely got in.
Amen.
God, you ought to raise up and praise His name.
Amen.
Oh, God help you. How many of them old Jews is praising God? Whether you like it or not, I believe all of them that's gone on to be of the Lord to praise Him.
Amen.
Why, the Bible said these all died in faith, didn't receive the promise.
Amen.
But they embraced it, bless God. They had more than we've got. They said, I'm going to hug it and believe it. I'm going to carry on till it comes. Well, listen, they haven't got the grace yet, but they're going to get it. Hallelujah to God. I read where Peter said, he talked about the grace that's going to come to us. He was talking about them getting tired over there. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, I went over and preached to old Cornelius, and he got saved. He'd given his testimony. He said, I preached to old Cornelius, and he got saved. He said, I want to tell you something else. He said, I'm looking for that grace that's going to come to us. Thank God. He said, I'm glad they're under the grace of God. They're in the day of the dispensation of the grace of God. But he said, I'm looking for that day when the grace comes to us. Jesus. Glory to God, I'm glad he got grace coming. There's grace coming for them. He got grace for you, but if you don't want it, he'll give it to them. And old Peter again over in the book of Peter said, I mean, he said that grace that's going to come.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
Some jackass up north said, oh, Potter, the preaching, you've got two ways to get saved. No, there's only one way to get saved. That's by the grace of God. And it's through the blood of Jesus. That's the way you get saved. But I'll tell you right now, you don't get saved during the tribulation by working. You don't get saved before the tribulation by working. You don't get saved no time by working. Jew and Gentile all will get saved by the grace of God. Or you'll wind up in hell one or the other.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.